Thank you for calling the Inspirational Voice Message Line at Second Presbyterian Church. We hope this message finds you peace today and in the days ahead. Today's reading is from 1 Samuel chapters 41 through 50, a portion of a larger story of David versus Goliath. Meanwhile, the Philistine with his shield bearer in front of him kept coming closer to David. He looked David over and saw that he was little more than a boy, glowing with health and handsome, and he despised him. He said to David, "I am a dog, and you come at me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. "Come here," he said, "and I'll give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals." David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with a sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands." As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly towards the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it, struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down onto the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. God blesses the reading of Scripture. We hear throughout society and throughout our lives about pure David versus Goliath stories. The well-equipped versus the meager, the big overseer versus the small peasant, the person with everything versus the person with nothing. What this tells us in today's society is that the world tells us of what we have to have. The world instructs us of what we need in our lives, the things that we must obtain, the wealth we must obtain, the status, the social media likes, the impressive nature of our clothes, of our house, of our car, everything that we need to win. It's equated to what the Philistine had. He had the sword, he had the shield bearer, he had the armor. David comes through and says, "All I need is the Lord." He has a meager slingshot with a small stone. He doesn't have everything the Philistine has. He doesn't have his girth. He doesn't have his size. But he does have the Lord. So when the world tells us what we have to have, the Lord tells us what we need, all we need. And he gives that to us. So in today's society of never feeling quite enough, never feeling quite up to par, never feeling like we're armored, never feeling like we have enough to go into battle, and in a time in which the media and people's words and people's opinions can cut like knives, I think what this is telling us is the Lord gives us all we need, and the faith that we have in him gives us the challenge to stand up to anything, whether it's the Philistine, whether it's public opinion, whether it's that incredibly scary thing that's looming in the horizon, whether that's that big project next week that you really don't want to tackle. Faith in the Lord and faith in him and faith in the fact that he died on the cross for us gives us every bit of ammunition that we need. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for these times in which our health is being challenged and the times in which our leaders are being challenged. Please have faith in them to give them the guidance that's needed to get us through these tough times of social unrest, these times of worldwide pandemic where everybody has an opinion and everybody has a fear and we must be respectful of all of those. Please give us what we need to fight the battle that you want us to fight. To understand that the world does not set that up, but you do. That the world does not dictate what we need to be doing, but you do. And you walk in front of us, you walk behind us, you walk alongside us, you walk with us. Let us know that every little thing that we see, every little instance and image that you put in our way, is another sign that we need to pick up arms in your name. No matter how small the cause, no matter how insignificant we think it is, that we can stand up to anything, no matter what the price. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to this week's motivational and inspirational voice message line from Second Presbyterian Church. We hope this finds you well, and we look forward to speaking with you next week. Thank you.